Hey there, Quajo here, and if you haven't heard my voice, I'm the new host of the Art of Online Business. Quick update on my new offer. I did not expect the initial launch spots to sell out so fast. I'm talking about Facebook Ad Setup to Success, which is one-on-one Facebook ads coaching for the driven course creator from me, three Zoom calls within a month, and unlimited support in between so that you can run your lead generation campaigns, your launch campaigns, your SLO, self-liquidating offer funnels, exactly like I would, getting all my tips and tricks and strategies, plus just unlimited support inside of Slack or Voxer, or one lady's even doing it from inside of Messenger, with screen recordings, Loom recordings, this sort of thing, questions. This is what I'm doing, but all those limited spots at the initial launch price, they are gone. And I just wanted to explain that out of integrity to the people who took those first spots. The price has gone up, and there's one spot, maybe two, if I do some scheduling jujitsu for May. Otherwise, we're booking into June. You can click on the link in the description below to find out more, or you can go to theartofonlinebusiness.com/call if you need that kind of one-on-one Facebook help. All right, back to the episode.
Welcome to the Art of Paid Traffic. This is the show where I bring you the best tips, tactics, and strategies for using paid traffic to grow your business on autopilot. You'll also hear what's working and not working right now from the top minds in online marketing so that you can get more leads and sales every day without having to empty your wallet in the process. If you're looking to get started with Facebook ads, you're a total beginner and you'd like to learn how you can create profitable Facebook ads for less than $10 a day, don't miss my free streaming online workshop that I put together for you, which you can sign up for over at rickmulready.com/newbies. That's N-E-W-B-I-E-S, rickmulready.com/newbies. All right, here's today's episode. Hey, what's up, everybody? Rick Mulready here, and welcome back to another episode of the Art of Paid Traffic podcast. This is episode number 34. What's up, my AOPT friends? Thanks so much for taking a few minutes out of your day today to hang out with me. Really appreciate that. Now, in the last episode, you heard me talk with Jody Underhill about sales funnels and choosing the right sales funnel for your business. That is a great episode, by the way. So if you've not yet checked that one out, make sure you go back and listen to episode number 33. So today we're going to continue talking about sales funnels, but this time from the perspective of copywriting, specifically how to be consistent in your messaging and your marketing within your sales funnel. And to share with you his expertise on all this, I've invited on Steve Earle. Now, Steve is a copywriter at a company called Game Changer Profits. And if you remember from last episode with Jody Underhill, Jody's also at Game Changer Profits as their chief funnel architect. Now, just to be clear here, I don't have any affiliate relationship with them. They're not a sponsor of the show. I don't have any kind of relationship with those guys other than I met them at InfusionCon in Phoenix last month. I really thought they were doing a really cool thing. I like them as people. They're really good guys, and I thought they could add a lot of value here to the show. So that's why I've sort of bookended these two episodes to talk about with Jody, you know, talking about the right kind of sales funnel for your business, and then with this episode with Steve talking about copywriting within that sales funnel. And today we focus a lot on the webinar sales funnel, but even if you're not doing webinars in your business, the copywriting concepts and ideas that we talk about today are completely relevant to really any kind of sales funnel. So you're going to get a lot out of this episode. Here's what you're going to learn today specifically with Steve. We're going to talk about the three things that you need to focus on when thinking about how to be consistent with your marketing and messaging within your sales funnel. We talk about one of the biggest mistakes that people make when creating an email sequence that's leading up to a webinar that you're doing. We talk about in that lead up email sequence, Steve shares how to balance the introduction to you and your business alongside building that anticipation for your upcoming webinar so that you can increase show up rates on the webinar. We talk about, is there a difference between how you approach your messaging for a live webinar versus an automated webinar? What topics that you should focus on in your webinar follow-up email series? And then finally, three things that you can do right now to improve your copywriting and make your message more consistent within your sales funnel. Lots of great stuff here with Steve today. All right, here's Steve Earle.
We are a complete done-for-you funnel agency. You know, we specialize in building out your funnel for you, and that's planning, you know, the strategy, the copywriting, the funnel, actually building out the physical pages in the funnel, automating everything, and then tracking the analytics on the back end. And we've been doing that for the past almost a year now for our clients. And my specific role is I'm a copywriter on the team for client services. So I'm actually there fulfilling the copy for clients. So we're working together with the client to get the copy written out. So they'll come in and they'll do a strategy session with Jody Underhill, who is our director of funnel implementation. And then we move into the copy flowing right from the strategy. It gives us great context to do the writing. And I work directly with the clients to help them write out their webinar script, their email sequences that promote and follow up to the webinar and also increase conversions, and then also video sales letters that promote different products within the funnel, and making sure the message is consistent across all those channels. And I work with them directly, making direct edits and giving feedback on their actual copywriting to make sure the message is consistent and that it's actually, you know, impactful and converting copy all throughout their funnel.
You mentioned, too, when you were describing what you guys are doing there at Game Changer Profits, is that you are looking at copywriting from a perspective of consistency across all the different things that you're doing, whether it's the webinar, whether it's the, you know, the lead up sequence to the webinar, whether it's the follow up sequence in the sales funnel. Can you talk about the importance of the consistency of that message and what really goes into finding out what that consistency is and should be?
The first and foremost thing that goes into it is obviously having a business owner that comes to work with us that really knows their product really well, and then obviously knows their customer really well and knows what their pain points are and really knows, you know, how their product solves those pain points and the natural objections that come up for their audience. Once that's set up, that's what we work on through the webinar script and through the emails. We work on keeping that tone consistent, and we work on, you know, touching on those pain points, hitting those on those emotions, and really, really nailing down on those things, because it's so important that you have a consistent message across all the channels, because we know as consumers, we're all sold to all the time, and we're essentially looking for a reason not to buy something. We're always trying to talk ourselves out of buying it, right? Unless we really, really want it. So it's about knowing what those objections are going to be beforehand and handling them for your customer, you know, out of the gate. So there's no if you say one thing on one page or one thing in your webinar script, and then your emails, you know, promote a completely different perspective, you know, regarding that webinar, it's just naturally not going to line up in the mind of your customer, and that's going to be the reason right there. And they're going to go, you know what, something is just not, you know, we're very you know, like I said, we're a consumer society, so we're very intelligent consumers, the vast majority of us, to a point where it's just subconscious. And if something doesn't line up, there's a trigger there. And we just go, you know what, I'm not quite ready to buy this. Or, you know what, it's just not for me. I'm going to go with this other product here that the message is more lined up. We might not think of it in those terms, but that's what's going on inside of our heads a lot of the time.
So I want to come back to the webinar and sort of like what that format that you primarily are seeing right now is from a copywriting perspective that's converting quite well. I want to come back to that, but I want to continue with the conversation around the consistency there. And you mentioned pain points, you mentioned benefits, you mentioned staying consistent with on those points. If someone is not coming in to meet with you guys, just, you know, someone is putting together, they're doing a webinar and they're trying to figure out what that lead up sequence looks like, what that post follow up sequence looks like to the webinar. Like, what does the overall sales funnel look like for them? What are some exercises that they can do, or what should they be thinking about, I should say, in order to get into the frame of mind in order to be able to write that good copy? So that they are consistent throughout each of these different touch points.
I'll say when it comes to the webinar, you know, you're going to present a webinar that, you know, the most important thing, obviously, that's going to go into your emails are essentially the same things that are going to go into your actual webinar. You want to provide something of value that you can then tie your product into if you're selling on the webinar. Some people just do a strictly content webinar, but if you're selling on the webinar, you want to make sure you're providing something of value. So really put yourself into the shoes of your customer and say, you know what, if I was somebody who had this problem or these set of problems that my customer has, what would I want to find out in a 90-minute session or an hour-long session online? Like, what would make me click that button and sit at my desk at my computer when I've got so much else going on in my life? What's going to make me sit down there for, you know, for an hour of my time that I really want to learn about? And put those, you know, three to five things, those three to five elements, you know, those things that go into your webinar. That's the content you're really going to talk about. And then make sure that those things tie into your product, you know, in a way that makes sense to your customer. Make sure that there are things that you're teaching that, you know, you really want to set it up as, you know, here's three to five things that I'm going to teach you on how to solve X problem in your life. Mm-hmm. And then you can really tie your product in easily and say, you know what, if you don't want to do all those things yourself, I mean, you could very well take all this and do it yourself. I did it for myself. You can do that. But if you want the shortcut, then, you know, here's my product. Right? Or here's my coaching program or whatever it is that you're selling. Make sure those things tie in a natural way. And there's lots of different ways to do that. I'm sure we don't have time to go into all of them on this call, but that's kind of the gist of it. And then when it comes to the emails, you're really just distilling that information and making sure you're hitting on those bullet points. It's like, here's the bullet points, you know, that we're going to talk about on the webinar. Here's why it's important for you. And that's one of the biggest mistakes I see in a series of emails that leads up to a webinar. You know, people will write them and they'll put, you know, the bullet points of what's going to be happening on the webinar. And it's very matter of fact. There's no thought put into how does that emotionally connect with your audience? How does that solve their problem? It's, you got to come from a mindset of, you know, what's in it for your audience member. They're always thinking, what's in it for me? We're all always thinking that, what's in it for me? So really put that stuff first and make sure it's hitting on the pain points and the frustrations and solving the problems or promising to solve the problems that they have going on in their lives, you know, related to your product or your niche.
And that, and what you just described there is what you're recommending for the lead up sequence to the webinar. Is that, so somebody opts in, so somebody registers for your webinar, and then that is, what you're talking about right now, is that the lead up sequence?
Yeah, that's the lead up sequence. So someone's going to opt in for your webinar. They're going to register. You know, they resonated with what was on your registration page, and they, you know, you want to drive them to actually show up for the webinar because maybe they registered and the webinar is a week away or it's a 48 hours away. You want to make sure you send a series of emails that really builds anticipation. You know, for them to actually come on the webinar. It's one thing, like, you know, you're sitting there on a Wednesday afternoon and you say to yourself, I'm going to sign up for this webinar and I'll make sure I'll be there on Friday, and then things happen and you don't show up. You can increase the chances of somebody remembering about your webinar if you have a series of emails that reminds them of the benefits of being on the webinar, that shows them how it's going to solve their problems, that talks about and gives value. There's a lot of different ways to do it. You know, you can give items away. You can point them to a free video that helps enhance your message. You can give away a free guide that's going to go with the content of the webinar. Lots of different things like that that really increase anticipation, that someone might say, you know what, that's what I want, and I want to learn that information. Oh yeah, I did register for that webinar. Now I'm actually going to go and show up. Sure. It's really about building anticipation through, you know, showing them what they're going to get on the webinar and showing them that that stuff is valuable and going to help them out, whether or not they buy your product. I think we're all pretty aware when you go on a webinar, you're probably going to be sold something. And people are willing to accept that pitch much easier if they're getting really good value out of the webinar. They want to get things that they can use to solve their problems right now.
So on that lead up sequence, I mean, that makes complete sense in building anticipation for it. How do you recommend balancing building up that anticipation with, let's just say this is cold traffic. So somebody who doesn't necessarily know who you are, but has the pain point of what you are offering to solve in the webinar there. How do you balance that introduction to you as a person versus building that anticipation of what they can expect on the webinar? Does that make sense?
Yeah. So you're saying, you know, cold traffic comes in, they register, they have no, other than seeing your webinar registration page, they have no idea who you are or, you know, who you are in your space, yeah, or like, why you're an expert. So yeah. And that's a really good question to ask, because and again, you're going to play that into those emails as well, because you're really going to have to, basically, when someone registers for your webinar, you're going to send an email to them right away. It's going to be an autoresponder email that goes out almost immediately to them, because you want to capture the fact that you know, at that moment, they've got a reason in their heads for why they want to register for your webinar. So you want to capitalize on that goodwill that they're showing you. And in those emails, you know, that first email, you're going to introduce yourself, and, you know, very briefly, you're going to talk about yourself, but you got to keep it in terms of why it's important to them. It goes right back to that, you know, what's in it for them kind of concept. And that's a mistake I see over and over again. You know, I'll tell our clients, you know what, introduce yourself briefly in this first section, and they'll go on a huge tangent and write a whole bunch of stuff about themselves because they think it's really great information and sets them up as an expert, which it does in some ways. But if it goes on too long and it's really not related to the prospect's problem, it might be counterproductive. So you want to talk about yourself in a framework that shows them high value, that shows them you know what you're talking about, and really, most importantly, shows them that you are qualified to help them solve their problems. That's really all that matters to them, because at the end of the day, they don't really care about you, right? They don't care about your expertise. Most people care about themselves and what's going on in their lives and their problems. So they're willing to listen to you talk about yourself if you can show them, you know, why you're qualified to help them. And the best do that. You see, you know, John Benson does that in his webinars, and, you know, Evan Pagan, who did webinars a while ago. I haven't seen him do one in a while. Frank Kern is another one that they'll talk about themselves and the results that they've gotten in relation to how it helps their customers solve their core problems. They won't just sit there and go on these huge tangents on why they're so important and why they're so cool, because that gets boring very, very quickly.
Sure. Now, how do you balance too? Now, we've been talking like, all right, leading up to a live webinar, what if we're doing an automated webinar and somebody signs up and there's only, say, you know, 2 days in between when they sign up and when they're taking, you know, when their scheduled webinar is. So you don't really have a whole lot of lead time in order to get all that information out there to them. How do you kind of handle that situation?
It's still going to be a similar sequence. You're going to send anywhere from 3 to 5 emails in that sequence. Some people do a little bit longer, some do a little bit less. You're going to, you know, you're basically the important ones are really, you're going to want to send an email as soon as they register, regardless of whether it's a live or automated webinar. You're going to send a very similar email as soon as they register. It's a confirmation email. It's going to give them all the details, all the benefits, very similar wording, just there won't be anything in there regarding it being live if it's a recorded webinar, obviously.
Sure.
And then you're going to want to have at least 2 or 3 other emails that go out, you know, on the day of the webinar that really remind them of everything, that tell them that, you know, it's happening later today. Those are important ones. And you're probably going to want to throw 1 or 2 in between those if you have the means to do so. If not, at least getting those 3 out are really going to be helpful. And if you do them right, are going to boost your attendance rate on the webinar.
Sure.
Because a high registration rate is important, but the more important one is how many of those people actually show up to your webinar, right? To actually see your pitch. So it's still going to be a similar sequence. It's just going to shrink in terms of how many emails you send out based on, you know, where they land. If they're registering 12 hours before the webinar happens, they're probably only going to get that first email and that last one that pushes them on to come right on before the webinar starts.
Sure.
That's all they're really going to have time for, because you don't want to fatigue them by sending out, you know, a whole bunch of emails before they get on your webinar, because right away they're going to say, I'm tired of you already, right?
Right. This guy's crazy. Okay, let's move to the follow-up sequence. What does that generally look like? Are you more of a proponent of focusing your copy on recap of the webinar, adding additional value? What is the balance for you from a copywriting perspective for adding additional value and also reminding them of the, you know, of the product or service that you offered on the webinar and the deadline? I'm assuming there's some sort of deadline, whether it's this product goes away, you can't buy it after this, or the price goes up, or the bonuses go away, whatever it might be, the element of scarcity. How do you balance all that in that follow-up sequence from a copywriting perspective?
We're tracking, you know, where that traffic is coming from out of the webinar, whether they watched your whole presentation or whether they, you know, registered for your webinar and then never showed up. Those are two different sets of people with two different mindsets and two different things going on. So you don't want to just be blasting those same people the same set of emails. You don't want to send people who didn't come to your webinar a set of follow-up emails that tries to push them right to a sale because they missed that huge sales presentation. which is meant to remove objections. It's meant to show value. It's meant to really build scarcity and that kind of stuff around your offer. You don't want to blast. So really the first thing you want to do is separate out, you know, who went to your webinar and who didn't. You know, if someone, let's take example, the group that did see the webinar, they had showed up, they watched the entire thing, and for whatever reason, they decided they weren't going to purchase that day or ever. You're going to want to follow up with them because the reason why they didn't purchase, it's a host of reasons. It's what we call objections, right? They have some sort of objection to your offer. Maybe it's the price is too high for them, or they can't afford it right now. Maybe they don't think it's going to work for them. Maybe it's a tech product and they think it's too complicated for them. You know, that kind of, or they've tried your solution, a type of your solution before, and it didn't get them the results they wanted to. A whole whack of reasons why they have objections to your offer. So before you even sit down to write that set of emails, what I recommend a lot of our clients doing is sitting down and actually writing out what those objections could be. Hmm. Find out two or three or more objections to your offer, and those are the ones that you're really going to want to handle in each email that comes after whatever kind of sequence you want to build. You're really going to want to hammer those pain points and show them, you know, results, whether it's testimonials or social proof or, you know, ways that you can show them that you are a legitimate answer to their problems and you can solve it for them, and it is going to be easy for them to do. You want to really identify those, do your research, identify those objections, and then start writing emails that handle those things one by one and pushes them to take action on your offer.
Love it. Love it. Steve, let's wrap this up here. What is, let's list out, let's just say two to three things that somebody, again, let's just say that somebody is not working with, you know, somebody like yourself. Somebody's doing this on their own. They're setting up their webinar. What are, let's just list out two to three things that they can go and do right now to get their copywriting in the right space and the right direction for aligning their message, you know, consistently from start to finish. What are two to three things that they can do?
Well, the first one is obviously know your customer as well as you possibly can. Like, just get inside their head, talk to as many of them as you can, find out what they want and find out what their problems are, and then stick to those things. Don't just make it up as you go and say to yourself, well, you know, I know my customer and they want this, and this. Actually do the research and find out exactly what things they want and learn to speak their language. You know, a great way to do that for your business is with surveys. You can use surveys to actually ask certain pointed questions to your audience and get them to respond by writing things to you, and just, you know, start studying that language that they're using to describe their problems, and then you know how to speak their language and really stay on message with them in a message that resonates. That's one thing you can really do. Another thing you can do, as we talked about, which I think is important for the follow-up sequence and for your emails, is really understand the objections your audience might have to your offer. Find out where your offer isn't perfect. Find out what's wrong with it. Find out where people might not be so happy to jump on it, right? And if those are things that you can't change about your product, then be upfront and be honest with them, because it's going to build trust. It's going to make you seem very genuine, which you are being genuine by telling them what you, you know, you're aware that there are these issues. This is how you get around them. That's going to build a lot of trust with your audience as well. So know the objections that they're going to bring to your offer. And then I guess if you're building a webinar funnel, one thing is know yourself. If you're not a good speaker and you're not somebody who's comfortable in front of the camera and not somebody who's well spoken, consider getting someone else to deliver your webinar for you. Mm-hmm. I've worked with people before that they're like, you know, I'm excited to do this webinar, and they do the recording and we listen to it and we go, you know what, the delivery is just not there, and you want somebody who can be a little bit charismatic and can really work with the audience. So maybe there's somebody else in your business that can do that for you, that has that capability that would, you know, would be better to have on a video sales order, be better to have on your actual webinar. That's a little more engaging, because if you don't sound engaging, you sound bored and you know, very monotone on your webinar, it's really not going to matter what how well you know your prospect. People are just going to go, wow, that's really boring, and they're gonna click out of there within 10 minutes, and your bounce rate's going to go through the roof, right?
Such a good point. Yeah. Steve, this has been great. Thank you so much for all this great information and for coming on the show here today. Where can people connect with you? Where can people connect with Game Changer Profits?
Yeah, so they can check us out at GameChangerProfits.com. Myself specifically, they can email me at Steve@GameChangerProfits.com. And like I said, there's a lot that goes into all these different funnels. If you're somebody who's trying it out for yourself and you've been working on it and you've been struggling with it, you can speak with us and we can find out where the holes are and really help you optimize everything and get a lot of the legwork done for you if that's something that you want to do. And if you are trying to really get the most out of your funnel, it's something you're going to want to consider and look at is getting on a strategy call with Jody or myself, and we can walk you through exactly what we do to make it a lot easier for you.
Cool. Awesome. Steve, thanks so much. Really appreciate it, man.
Thanks, Rick. I appreciate it too. Take care.
Hope you enjoyed this one with Steve today. It is so important to be consistent in your messaging, which all stems from knowing as much as you possibly can about your target customer, what their pain points are, what their frustrations are, what their problems are, and then focusing on how you can solve those frustrations or problems for them. Don't forget the show notes page for today's episode, which contains all the links that we talked about today, can be found over at rickmulready.com/34. Also, don't forget that every week I choose an iTunes rating and review at random from that week, and the winner gets a free personalized Facebook ads audit from me. This is where I review your Facebook ads and then give you honest feedback, ideas, and suggestions for improvement, showing you exactly how to tweak and improve your Facebook ads so that you can be getting the best results possible while spending the least amount of money. So if you'd like to win a personalized Facebook ads audit from me, head over to iTunes, search on The Art of Paid Traffic, leave an honest rating and review there for the show, and then email me at support@rickmulready.com to let me know that you've left that rating and review, and I will choose a winner from that week at random to win one of these free Facebook ads audits. Love doing these audits for everybody. All right, that's all for today's episode. I've got another great one coming up for you in episode number 35, as I've got Gus Sevilla, who is an expert in running paid traffic to the Latin American market, joining me on the show. If you're looking for an opportunity to grow your business in markets outside of the U.S., where paid traffic is a whole lot less expensive and there's very little competition at this time, you're going to love my discussion here with Gus. Until then, though, keep testing your paid traffic to find out what works for you and your business, and then do more of what's working. And I'll see you in the next episode.
Do you want to avoid the 7 biggest mistakes that burn through course creators' ad money? I see these over and over and over again, and I put them together in a mini email series. This is not fluff. Each of the 7 mistakes, I also have a recorded video tutorial showing you inside of Facebook Ad Manager how to fix those mistakes. This is good, solid, and it will save you money or help you make more money with your Facebook ads. Click down in the show notes below. You'll see the link, and you can go download it right now for free.